This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, this is Chase from Barrel Age Flicks. Go ahead and check out our Patreon for raw, uncut footage and early access to all of our episodes. The link is in the description and it's only $5 a month. Thanks for listening.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the tasting room.
The hey, 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 hey!
Hello.
What's up?
So today we are going to be doing for our topic our top five animated movies, and we're going to start with Crystal first.
Yay!
I think she's excited about this one.
Oh yeah, no, totally not at all. As I sit here and bounce. So again, like all my lists, there is no one, there is no five. There's like five awesome movies. First one is Prince of Egypt.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. That's a very good movie.
Osmosis Jones.
Okay.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, good.
What's Kubo and the...
Kubo?
Kubo.
Isn't that...
It's a stop motion.
Isn't that stop motion?
Yeah. Does that not count? Because it's technically animated.
Stu, that's up to you because you...
I have a backup if you don't want it.
I personally don't feel stop motion. It fits animated, but it's a table vote. That's my personal opinion.
I think it counts.
It does. I think it's an animation.
Because they do animate certain things.
It is a type of animation.
No, they do add certain like CGI things, like little speckles and like background animation and stuff like they do.
It's a table vote. Whatever the table agrees with, I'm not fighting too much.
I've got a backup if y'all don't want me. Like so.
Y'all believe that stop animated should be animated?
I think it's animated.
Stop animation.
Stop
animation.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, then I guess that's part of it. Okay. That's table vote.
In the name.
All right, so that one. And then we have Ants.
Nice.
And then James and the Giant Peach.
Ants on other ones too.
Yes.
James and the Giant Peach and Ants. Isn't Ants have Sylvester Stallone and Woody Allen?
Yes.
Yeah, that does the voices.
Allen.
Yes. Yeah, Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Ants is great.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've
actually
seen that.
Wore my VHS copy of that out twice.
I think that was one of DreamWorks' first animated movies, actually.
It may have been.
Yeah. Computer animation before when they did Prince of Egypt and Road to El Dorado and stuff like that. So that's a good list.
What's the movie with the space bugs?
Space bugs.
Starship Troopers.
There's a scene in Ants that reminds me of that when they're fighting all the termites. They remind me of that movie so much.
It's meant to be, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so I guess we're going to go ahead and go to Chase. Your
you
top five.
You almost fucked up.
But I didn't. Top five animated movies, Chase. What are yours?
In no particular order, because I can't really qualify these, I'm going to go with Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
I remember you saying how much you love that movie.
Fucking, I mean, you want to fuck the girl in it. So
yeah.
Definitely brought that up a
God
couple
damn.
Of times.
They're thinking about making a live-action remake of that one.
And I am all for it.
Yeah, I figure you would be.
All for it.
Who would play her?
Lady Gaga.
No,
ew.
No.
That's what they were talking about.
Zoe Kravitz.
Ooh.
She would nail it.
That
would
yeah.
be good. Ooh, that's a good
cast. Zoe Kravitz all fucking day.
That'd be good casting.
Treasure Planet. Fucking
I remember
phenomenal
you said you
movie.
Love that movie,
yep.
too.
Love that yep. movie. How to Train Your Dragon is fucking dope. It's just
yes,
nothing
it
but
is.
Fun. The Iron Giant.
Yes.
God
yes.
damn it.
Sad
you shouldn't
movie.
Have to cry that much watching a cartoon.
Vin Diesel did good
go.
As a voice in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinnie Mac.
And The Road to El Dorado. Because Shell.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Sandy loves the shark scene in that movie.
I love a lot of scenes in that
the stars.
Movie.
They're not aligned. It's
not today.
Not today.
Not today. Stars
can't do it. Both. Both. Fantastic. Both is good.
So that's your top five?
Fuck yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go over to Goot on your top five animated movies.
All right. So to no surprise, these are all superhero movies.
Okay.
I'll start off with Batman Assault on Arkham.
That was good. That was
one?
Good.
Is that one of the direct-to-video movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All these pretty much are.
I guarantee Mask of Phantasm is on when you're listening. It.
No.
So you lost your guarantee. You failed.
And I guess you I lose. Did. I seriously
you get
thought
nothing.
I thought that was seriously one of your
good
favorites.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
The Dark Knight Returns. If I had to pick apart, part two.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. I can see that.
Yep. Then next, Justice League Dark, The Apocalypse War.
That's good.
That movie good. Blew me away. I'm like, God damn, this is fucking violent.
I've never seen
that's
any
good.
Dark Side fucking does some damage in that movie.
They've been coming out with some good like direct-to-video movies, haven't they?
They have for yes. years and years. They have. People have been sleeping on them.
Yeah.
Next one, Wolverine vs. Hulk.
I remember
we talked about that one when I saw it.
We talked about that during the Wolverine episode, I believe.
Yep. And then probably my top favorite one, the Flashpoint Paradox.
Okay.
That one with the Flash goes back and Thomas Wayne, all that.
Oh, nice.
That's good. That's a good list. Very strong list.
Very good list.
Are you excited about the new Flash movie?
Oh, hell yes.
I can't wait. I think it's
hell yes.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
I can't wait till they recast him.
it'll happen probably.
It's gonna happen.
He's already done.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't officially released the movie.
They still haven't officially said he's done. But I bet all sides are pointing towards he's done.
I guess it guarantees in how much movie the money or how much money the movie makes.
Yeah.
If it makes a shitload of money, they might.
I don't know. All the talk is behind the scenes. They've already decided they're moving on, but nothing's been made official. It doesn't matter how much this movie makes. They're moving on from Ezra Miller.
Is a live action Flash TV show better than like? Is he decent?
Okay, Grant Gustin. I feel that he completely actually embodies Flash. I really do. I liked him better as the Flash character than Ezra Miller ever. And there is talks of them considering actually casting him in the films.
Oh, I heard that
at the end, supposedly, possibly at the end of this movie, there's going to be maybe a battle of Flashes and one Flash survives.
Didn't Ezra Miller actually make a cameo in the TV show?
Yeah,
it does. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
But it's perfect timing because with whatever season they're on ending. So yes. It's perfect timing for it.
Exactly. But it's weird because Gunson had said that he's been playing it for so long. He felt like he's done with the character. So
these are different, man.
I know.
All right, we're gonna go ahead to Sammy for you. The next on top five animated movies. Sammy, what are your top five?
All right, so right off the gate, my number one of all time is All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Great fucking movie.
I loved. I mean, I named my first teddy bear Charlie Bear. We named it. Ended up naming. Your parents' dog. Yep. Just so
Burt Reynolds does a great job as the voice of Charlie.
So, yes, he does. So good. And John Bluth. I mean, John Bluth movies are just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast, Disney, Beauty and the Beast.
Good. Good one.
Because, again, love the Beast. Love that rendition of it.
But nobody likes the human beast in that one.
He's terrible.
Yes, Gaston? Wait, what? Are you talking about the live action?
The one where you just see him with the long hair and the blue eyes?
No. Kill it with a stick. Burn it with fire.
Yeah.
Give me Beast. Prince Adam, whatever his name is. Ugh, Prince gross. No.
I think they have a name for that. Beastiality, I think.
Yeah.
Beastiality. There you go.
Yeah.
So, all right. Moving on.
You're picking up what I'm laying down.
So, next, Spirited Away.
Good one.
By Studio Ghibli.
Good one.
Love Spirited. I love No Face. I just love that movie. It's so freaking beautiful. It's so peaceful. I love it because like I can put it on,
yeah.
And even if I'm feeling shitty, and it just makes me happy.
Yeah.
So,
actually, what is it? Totoro. I actually like better. The Ghibli ones.
In all honesty, I will watch all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go through Howl's.
You watch it with
Totoro,
all the...
Totoro, I'll go through... Yeah. I will
them.
Loop them. I'll be like, we're done! We're starting re-over with Ponyo! Like, I love Studio Ghibli. It's always on. And then I'm going to have to go with Flight of Dragons.
Okay.
Which I grew up on and burned out our VHS of it.
Voice
because
of
I
Hammer.
Loved it. Loved it. We have it. We started watching with our kids. Absolutely love it.
I wasn't into it.
Whatever. You suck. And then, to finish out, Fox and the Hound. Again.
Yeah, I figured that one.
Love Fox and the Hound.
Yep.
So those are my list.
Top five. That's great job, Sammy. Good
Thank
list.
You.
Very nice.
All right, let's go ahead and hand it over to Stu. What are your top five animated movies?
Okay. No particular order. Hercules. I don't know.
Disney's Hercules?
Yes. Yes.
Look at that, though. That's a good movie.
And Meg
yes.
is hot.
Yes. Yes. That's a bad bitch.
I love it. I just love James Woods.
Danny DeVito.
Everybody did wonderful in it. Everybody did wonderful.
God,
no,
so
Danny
good.
DeVito was even just good.
Yeah, he's literally just a Danny DeVito. James Woods. Danny DeVito's in it. Yes, we heard you say it the first time.
No, I just said it was Danny DeVito was good in it.
You said Danny DeVito was good. James Wood, really good. Danny DeVito was in it.
Oh, I said twice.
Yes.
I didn't realize it.
Yes. The Iron Giant, of course.
Very good.
Wonderful, wonderful film. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Uh-huh.
I knew that
brings me so much joy every time I watch it.
That was such a fun episode.
Such a fucking
base. Yes,
I loved it. The Incredibles. I really enjoyed that. The superhero and the the unmasked feeling like superhero. It's in a real world setting.
Tired superhero like thing.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like a really creative idea.
I like Samuel Jackson's character.
Yeah, I like them all. I like them all. Yeah. Everybody did really good in that. And
Jason
then
Lee.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I knew that was going to be on your list.
I fucking love that goddamn movie.
Are you
so
looking
much.
Forward to the sequel?
I am fucking rock hard for the fucking sequel. Okay, no, I think it's going to be amazing. It has big shoes to fill after how much the first one blew me away.
Yeah.
But I have high hopes.
Good list. Good list, Stu. Good list. All right. I guess I'll go ahead and go next. For my top five anime movies, I'm going a little old school and some really old ones here. The Sword of the Stone from Disney was one of my favorites. Nice. Fucking Merlin.
With the beard.
Puff to me. his owl.
Fucking. Oh, yeah.
Archimedes is amazing. Yeah.
That movie was. It brings me so much joy watching that movie. The next one would be. This is one I grew up as a kid and I still love to this day. The Chipmunks movie. The first Chipmunks movie.
That was good.
The one with the balloons.
Yes, yeah. That was good.
The really music, good. The 80s music in that. Everything. Love that one. Fucking love that movie. I
well, you said the first one, so that's the one where they're going on the treasure
Around
hunt.
The world.
Yeah, around the world.
Yeah. That was making sure.
Best one out of it.
Yeah. That was amazing.
The real one.
Yes. I had to put Beavis and Butthead to America because that I just love that movie. And the sequel was good, but still doesn't touch the first one. And the Rob Zombie part in the beginning, in the middle of the fucking love it when they
Tripping balls. Yes.
Tripping balls in love the desert.
That. I'm going to go with a newer one because I love sci-fi. I love WALL-E. WALL-E's a good
WALL-E was
film.
Beautiful.
That was in my probably top 10.
Yeah.
Eva. But I had to cut it.
I had to put that on there. That's probably that one. And the next one is another Pixar one that I actually enjoy. It's probably the last one is Ratatouille. I actually really like that movie. I don't know what it is. It's actually got a great story.
This, yeah, even now. That's the one of the few Disney movies you'll actually put on and watch with the kids.
Dude,
yeah.
That ride at Disney World looks amazeballs.
There's a Ratatouille ride?
There's a Ratatouille ride.
It came out literally like weeks after we left. Have you been on it? It's amazing.
Is it one of those ones where you're sitting in a room that moves?
No, you're sitting in like a mouse car and you go through the movie.
Oh, what? Shit.
It's freaking interesting. Cool.
And then they drop rats on you at the end to start controlling you.
They did it the same way as the Mickey Mouse one that we were on. Okay. It's the same way.
Oh, that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, that ride was awesome.
Great list. That's my top five, so I'm going to hand it over to Snow. What are your top five?
Well, I have WALL-E. Because I love that little...
Yeah, bring the mic a little bit closer to you.
He looks like the Short Circuit robot.
Yes, he looks like Johnny Five.
Yeah.
And he's just got so much little personality and yeah.
I think it's just a great fucking story. It's just,
it is. Yeah. It's good. It is. It's great. And it's then so I am going to go with Beauty and the Beast because I love it so much. And I also have on here Finding Nemo.
Oh,
yes.
That's
good. Yes. It's so
just
good.
Just keep swimming. Just Dory. Keep swimming.
Dory is great. Mwah.
Don't know how to speak whale.
I do. Mwah.
Yeah, you gotta love Bruce the shark.
Yeah,
I mean,
love
his name
Bruce.
Is Bruce.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I love the turtle.
Crush is awesome.
He made me so happy.
There's actually a thing that the turtle in Moana is actually...
Yeah, the baby sea turtle is the one that's Crush. Yeah.
Because
oh, really?
It swims on its back in Moana, and that's actually the same turtle... Moana, yeah, it's the same turtle in Finding Nemo.
Interesting.
It was baby Crush.
Supposedly.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's at Disney or whatever their aquatic park they have. It is. They're the videos... I guess they have like a CGI.
Oh, you can ask him screen. Questions.
And,
yeah,
and,
yes.
And he's just swimming around.
He's at Epcot.
Is it Epcot? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he just, you know, kids are, everybody's asking fucking questions. And he's just answering you as Crush. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
We did
that's
it at Disneyland and he sang happy birthday to Maddie.
Oh, that is
when
awesome.
He was little.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn cool.
That was
cool.
Pretty awesome.
That's cool.
I love watching those videos and just seeing them. I'm like, it makes me happy.
It is. It's good. And then next, I got to go with The Little Mermaid.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So awesome. Yeah. Duh.
That's that would be one of my favorites when I was a kid. I enjoyed that movie. Under the Sea with
we all Sebastian. Know how you feel about Ariel.
Yes.
Under the Sea. You like those underage
creepy.
Fish.
Shut up. Come on. I like those underage fish. Is that
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
And then my number one, I've got to go with the original Snow White.
And the Seven Dwarfs.
And the Seven Dwarfs.
Of course. Yep.
I do.
Definitely. Yes. I knew that was. I called Snow today and said Snow White's on your list, and she was like, "Yep, I knew it."
Yeah,
so. Great list. Duh. Snow, great list. All right, let's hand off to Ragnar with ending it over here with our top five animated
back
movies.
Up, bitch. So you don't know how to speak whale,
dude.
You don't. You think you could do these things, but you can't. That's what I thought. So we're going to go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. So that's on the list awesome. Now because it's stop motion animation. So it works.
Then How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay.
Great movie. Minions.
Lots of whips. Oh, Minions is fun.
Minions is great.
Minions is the sequel to Despicable, right?
Yes, with Scarlet. Kind
of like, sort of.
Oh, okay.
I did see
Overkill.
A funny
Scarlet Overkill.
A funny tweet recently. Somebody tweeted, did the Minions work for Hitler? And
what?
And then
it's
some
in the movie.
Somebody responded.
It's canonically accurate.
Yeah.
Did somebody then responded? They made a Minions account replying to it. So it said, you know, the Minions. Uh-huh. No, we only work for the villains. And I'm like, oh shit. Shit. Oh shit.
Exactly. That's crazy.
And then we're going to go with South Park.
Yep.
Yes.
And finally, to round it all off, WALL-E.
There you go. Yes. 3 for WALL-E. Yes. I'm sorry. That's just a great movie. Great fucking list, guys. That was fun just to see everybody's different ones there. I really enjoyed that. All right. So that is the end of our Tasty Room episode for the top 5 animated movies. So on to our next one. So see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to our episode and our season 3 of The Tasting Room. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, this helps out enormously. Give us a follow on Instagram at Barrel Age Flicks Podcast. If you would like to send us a special film request, please contact us via Instagram and we will give you a personal shout out on the show. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Audible, Pocket Cast, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Special thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio on YouTube for his awesome music. This guy fucking rocks. Check him out. I want to give a shout out to Sammy, one of our guest hosts on the show who does our amazing album artwork. Thank you, Sammy. Our podcast only exists because of listeners like you. To find other great shows, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Hope you join us for our next episode. Later, guys.